It's great to be here, and today we'll be talking about how to play the right game in life. Well, for me, pretty much there are only two games we can play, and some people may disagree and say that we can play many different games, but really it boils down to two games. One is called the limitation game, and the other one is the freedom game. And most of the time, I'd say really for most of us, we are 99% of the time on the limitation game. And the limitation game we can play in many areas of our lives, and sometimes we play it in all areas of our lives. And pretty much is when we see ourselves as victims of our circumstances. We are listening to the self-talk that goes into our mind that's saying, we cannot do this, we can't accomplish this, we are not good enough, or this is impossible, or I'm not lovable. All those restricting thoughts that limit us and that prevent us from doing what we love, or from moving forward, or from going into an adventure, or from fully enjoying life, from taking the risk, from taking the leap into what we are supposed to do, to follow our joy. All those thoughts that are preventing us, they're limiting thoughts. And we do this most with everything in our life, in our careers. We often think that we can go any further, or whenever we want to start a business, we may stop ourselves on the track saying, oh, it's too much work, or it's too hard, or I don't have enough support. Whatever it is that goes in your mind, in your head, just pay attention to that. And you're going to notice that most of our thoughts are very limiting. Most of the things that we tell ourselves are very limiting, prevent us from really trying our hardest to just expand into what we are supposed to do. Yeah, so we see ourselves as victim of what is going on, but for that token, we don't think we have anything, we can change it, that we can do anything about it. And that's a very disempowering thought, right? So instead of that game, the alternative would be to play the freedom game. That's a much more rewarding game. Even though we play the limitation game most of the time, we should switch teams right now, as soon as possible. Because on the freedom game, we pretty much allow ourselves to be everything that we can be. We allow ourselves to blossom into what we are, into who we are. Right? It's not a hard game, it's a very simple game, and only has a few guidelines and a few rules for us to follow. But the thing is that those rules, sometimes they're not as easy to practice. They're easy to understand, but on the day-to-day, they can be hard to practice sometimes if we are not really conscious about it. So let me give you a rundown of what the rules are, and you just try to practice as much as you can, and you're going to see a huge difference. The first rule to be playing on freedom game is to take 100% responsibility for whatever goes on in your life. I mean, no more victim mentality, really. Take control of your life and take control of how you feel. No more blaming others for your feelings, for, oh, it's because he dumped me, it's because my mother treats me that way, or it's because my kids do this, or my husband does that, or because my boss doesn't give me a chance. We're putting the power outside of ourselves. We're allowing others to take our power away and control how we feel. If we take 100% responsibility about our feelings, it's no longer in terms of anybody else doing anything to us. So it's not your partner or your family that can make you unlovable. It's the feeling that you have in you that you're unlovable. So just be with that feeling. And you don't have to analyze it, but you just have to be aware of that and release that, because you are pure love, right? So nobody can make you unlovable because you're love. So it's thinking about other people are not giving you the chance, or saying like, oh, why so-and-so has this opportunity? Why can't I have this opportunity? Why don't I have this opportunity? It's thinking that we don't have opportunities, that we don't have chance, that others are doing things to us, instead of taking control of our feelings and choosing each feeling we're experiencing, being responsible for the fears that we are the ones that are afraid of venturing, they're afraid of doing some things. So taking responsibility for that and acknowledging that those are just fears and feelings. There's really nobody doing anything to us. In each moment, it's our choice how we are feeling. So that leads to the second step, which is changing our thoughts. It's changing our thoughts about our life and our circumstances. Take responsibility that our life and how we feel is totally up to us. So in every moment, we can change how we feel about anything. We can change how we see anything in our life. So it's a matter of changing a perception, changing our thoughts about our life. Instead of seeing our life that it's sucking, or it's limited, or I don't have enough money, or I'm single and I'd like to be married, trying to change the circumstances outside and trying to improve. Oh, maybe if I do something different, I'll get a partner. Or maybe if I try to study harder, I'll improve at my job. Instead of not that there's anything wrong with that, but instead of trying to change the circumstance outside, change inside. Change how you see. Change, maybe appreciate the love that you have in your life, even if you don't have a partner. There are other sources of love. There is self-love. Appreciate the job that you have, where you live, your financial situation. Try to see the blessings of everything in your life. And try to change your thought then to be in a place of acceptance and gratitude instead of whining and unhappiness. So when you make this slight shift about notice that there's nothing wrong with your circumstances, the only thing that's wrong is how you see them, your perception about your life will change. You no longer feel limited and constricted by your circumstances. You feel that they are fine. And then you can expand from that point into something else if you'd like to. But it's mostly about how you're feeling about it, right? That's opening the doors for you to change your thoughts, for you to change, really, how you experience each moment in your life. Instead of each moment being a burden or being a fight, it becomes a blessing. And that also leads to the third point, which is choosing happiness. When you change your thoughts and you realize that you're in control of your happiness, because nobody else has any control over how you feel unless you allow them, right? Unless somebody does something to you and you allow that to bother you, then you're allowing that feeling to permeate you. But nobody really has any control over how you feel except you. When that really becomes a part of you, you become aware of that. You notice that you can choose happiness. In each moment in your life, you can choose to be happy instead of being miserable. So regardless of what happens to you, it can be a huge tragedy. It can be something as small as being in traffic. You can choose, instead of being upset, instead of being stressed, instead of being anxious, you can just choose to be happy. And you may think, oh, but how can I choose to be happy when all of this is happening to me? Really, it's a choice. You can choose to see all of this that's happening to you as being chaos in your life, as being things done to you or happening to you, or you can just see them as the blessings, and then you choose happiness. When you change your thoughts and you see things in your life as happiness, as a blessing, it's really easy for you to choose happiness in that moment, because you're already embracing that moment in your life, right? You already experience it fully. And then it's easy for you to choose happiness. And then that brings us right to the next point, which is the last one for now, which is living the now. When you choose the happiness, it's because you're embracing that moment. You're fully aware of that moment that you're living. And you appreciate it. You're grateful for what's coming in your life. You are grateful for the lessons that it's bringing to you. You appreciate in that moment right now. When we go into the future and we start thinking about all that could be happening that's not happening, or all that if you take this step, all the other things that could be happening and that could be scary to you, then that's when you are no longer in happiness. For example, if you're going to start a business and you already start thinking like, oh, but all the things that could happen, I could bankrupt, I would have to put a lot of effort, a lot of long hours, I would have to hire people and deal with payroll, I would have to deal with marketing, I have to deal with vendors, I have to deal with clients, and I have to develop a business plan, I have to do this and that. You're right, going way out there into the future, and it sucked the life out of the business that you're going to create. It sucked the joy out of creating something that you really enjoy doing. But if you stay right now in the now, you're just going to go each step at a time. And right now you go like, oh, I would love to start doing this new business or this new job or this new career or engage in this new activity or starting this new hobby. And maybe I don't know anything about it, but it's okay. I don't have to know everything now. I don't have to do everything now. I don't have to develop the whole plan now. You just have to do one step now. And when you do that, it's easy to go back into happiness because you can just enjoy the one step that you decided to take, right? And as you listen to your self-talk and you listen to your thoughts, you just remove all the ones you're limiting. You just allow the ones that are expensive to stay, the ones that allow you to be that you can be, that tell you that you are joy, that you can achieve, that there is nothing in your way, right? Because you're living in purpose, because you're following your joy. So when you just choose one step at a time, it's easy, it's very empowering to create that vision for yourself. Because each moment is when you have the choice to change your thoughts, to choose to be happy, to live in the now, to experience fully what you're going through, and to take responsibility for all that's going on in your life. Right, so remember to not go all 10 steps forward, because even though, yeah, that's creating a plan for your life, it can create a lot of fear also. And fear can stop you on your tracks, literally. So to remove the fear, it's easier to just stay in one step, stay in the now. And when that step's done, you go to the next one. And it will come easier to you. You can follow your guidance, and you can listen to my previous show about that, about following your inner guidance, to find out what's the next step, right? How you follow your next step. And then just allow that to come to you effortlessly and naturally. And just be in the joy of each moment. And allow each step to come to you effortlessly. And that will allow you to develop your career, your finances, your love life. Everything in your life will just flow from that one point effortlessly. Right? And will allow you to expand into freedom, into a freer life, into an empowering life. Okay? For more tips or to review the information that I just presented on this topic, you can refer to my blog, Bright Talk, at brighttalk.com. That's brighttalk.com. And I have an article with exactly that name, How to Play the Right Game in Life, that you can refer to. And there are also many more tools and tips on how to bring more happiness into your life at the blog, Bright Talk. And you can leave a comment on the blog and join the conversation at any moment. I'd love to hear from you. So until next time, and with you always in my heart, goodbye for now. Much love. Bye.